Our beloved Sai Ma, our koti koti pranams at your lotus feet. We, your children from zone 4 and 5 countries, comprising of countries such as Nepal, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Laos, Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei, Japan, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, are extremely grateful to be able to celebrate the second day of the holy occasion of Buddha Purnima in your immediate divine presence. Swami, words fail to express the amount of love and gratitude that we feel in our hearts because of all the blessings that you are constantly showering on us. Allow us to begin the second day of the Buddha Purnima celebration with a loving offering of Buddhist chants by the devotees of Thailand and Sri Lanka.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Pahung saha sama pinita sautantang krime karang utita korasa senang. Tana ti tamma vitina citta vamuninto tante chasa bhavatu te chayamankalani marati rekamati yuchisa sapparati oram panalavakama kamatatayakhang kanti sutanta vitina citta vamuninto tante chasa bhavatu te chayamankalani nara kiring khajavara atimattha bhutang thava kijaka masani vasudharunantang metam bhuseka vitina citta vamuninto tante chasa bhavatu te chayamankalani nara kiring khajavara atimattha bhutang thava kijaka masani vasudharunantang metam bhuseka vitina citta vamuninto tante chasa bhavatu te chayamankalani ukita khatkhamati atha sudharunantang thavanti yojana patang kurimalavantang Iti pisangkata mano citta vamuninto tante chasa bhavatu te chayamankalani katavana katamutaram ivakapiniya cincaya kutavacanam canakaya macce sante na soma vitina citta vamuninto tante chasa bhavatu te chayamankalani saccang vihaya mahati sacca kavata ketu vata piropita manam ati antaputam panya pati pacalito citta vamuninto tante chasa bhavatu te chayamankalani nanto pananta pujakam viputam mahittim putena thera pujakena tamapayanto itu patesa vitina citta vamuninto tante chasa bhavatu te chayamankalani dukkha titi pujakena suttataha attam dhammam visuddhi cuti niti bhagavitana yana kathena vitina citta vamuninto tante chasa bhavatu te chayamankalani ตาปิพุทธัสสยมังคลาอัตถคาถาโยวาจโนทินาทิเนสรเตมตันทิหิตตวานะเนกวิวิธานิจุปัฏฐวานิโมคังสุขังอธิกมัยยะนโรสัพพัญโยมหากรุณิโกนาโทหิตายะสัพพปานินังภูเรตวาปารมีสัพพปัตโตสัมโพธิมุตตมังเอเตนะสัจจวัชเชนะโหตุเตชยมังคลังชยันโตโพธิยามุเลสักกายานังนันทิวัฒโนเอวังตวังวิเชโยโหยชยสุชยมังคะเลอัปปราชิตะปะลังเนสิเสปะทะวิโปคะเรอภิเสเกสัพพพุทธานังอาคาปโตปโมทติสุนัขตังสุมังคลังสุปาภาตังสุหุติตังสุขโนสุมุโทจัสสุยิทธังพรหมจาริสุปทักขินังกายกรรมังวาจากรรมังปทักขินังปทักขินังมโนกรรมังปณิทิเตปทักขินาปทักขินานิกัตตวานลพันตเถปทักขิเนภวตุสัพพมังคลังรักขันตุสัพพเทวตาสัพพพุทธานุภาเวนะสัทธาโสติภวันตุเตภวตุสัพพมังคลังรักขันตุสัพพเทวตาสัพพธัมมานุภาเวนะสัทธาโสติภวันตุเตภวตุสัพพมังคลังรักขันตุสัพพเทวตาสัพพสังฆานุภาเวนะสัทธาโสติภวันตุเต
สวามีWe would now like to invite Brother Amar Karki to take the stage. Brother Amar Karki is the Central Coordinator for Region 43, overseeing countries such as Nepal, Bhutan, Sri Lanka, Maldives, Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. He has been serving in the SAI organization in national and international positions for 2 decades. In his worldly career, he has served the first democratic Prime Minister of Nepal as the principal private secretary. Later, he also served in the United Nations as a consultant in countries such as China, Iraq, and Sri Lanka. We would like to invite Brother Amar Karki to deliver his opening address and subsequently announce the speaker for today.
Om Sri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Respected elders and brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. On behalf of the organizing committee, we welcome you to the second day of Buddha Purnima celebration 2016. By divine command, we the countries of Zone 4 and 5 of Sathya Sai International Organization have been organizing this celebration since over 2 decades at this holy place of Puttaparthi. Although Lord Buddha took Mahaparinirvan some 2,600 years ago, the luster of his teachings is ever growing and they have become universal now. Relevance of his teachings of nonviolence, peace and compassion has become even more pronounced in today's strife-torn society than ever before. When we compare the teachings of Lord Buddha with those of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, in essence, we find no difference at all. Yet, when considered from practical application point of view, seemingly differences do appear. For example, Lord Buddha gave principles of Panchasila to his devotees. Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba simplified it to 9-point code of conduct. Lord Buddha emphasized on compassion. Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba taught us how to practice compassion. That is compassion in action. In other words, service to the needy, service to the society. Today we have got one eminent speaker who will be dwelling on Lord Buddha's teachings of compassion. He is none other than Brother Billy Fong of Malaysia, who is very well known to Prasanthi Nilayam. Brother Billy Fong served as National Council President of Malaysian Sai Organization for 6 years and currently is Central Coordinator of Region 41 of the Sathya Sai International Organization. Countries that he oversees are Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Brunei, and the Philippines. Professionally, Brother Billy Fong is a trainer in international trade. We would now welcome Brother Billy to deliver his talk. Jai Sai Ram.
My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Guru, Bhagawan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Om Sri Sai Ram. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, first of all, I'd like to express my heartfelt thanks and gratitude to Swami for His divine grace that I'm given this opportunity to address this August gathering on this holy day of Buddha Purnima and in this most holiest and sacred place in the entire universe. I pray to Swami to guide my thoughts and to speak through me. Yesterday, we have two eminent speakers, Mr. Sampat from Sri Lanka and Mr. Anura from Singapore. Both of them spoke very in-depth into the teachings of the Buddha and Swami and how they relate to the theme of this year's Buddha Purnima celebration. That is, compassion, the foundation of ahimsa. In my talk today, I'll try to talk about the practice and application of compassion and ahimsa. As our speaker, both our speakers yesterday mentioned, ahimsa paramo dharma. Ahimsa is the highest dharma. In order for us to practice dharma and to acquire the virtues of the values of dharma, there are three very important spiritual discipline that we must look at. Firstly, the spiritual discipline of the mind. Second, the discipline of the tongue. And thirdly, the discipline of the physical body. So may I say that this physical body of ours must never be used to cause harm to others. hurt never. We should use the strength and capability of this body to be of service to society. We should use this body to worship the Lord. We should use this body for noble deeds. With regards to the discipline of the tongue, brothers and sisters, on a daily basis, we may be committing a lot of violence through the tongue, which we may not be aware of. Swami has said that criticism of others is not a sin, but is a very great sin that we must be very careful about. Therefore, in the 9-point code of conduct, two of the codes are for the discipline of our tongue. One of the code of 9-point code of conduct say that we must always speak softly and lovingly, and we must never speak harsh words. And the other code about the discipline of the tongue is that we must not talk ill of others. Swami has said, do not talk ill of others. Do not talk about others. Do not talk about others. But if you must talk about others, then only talk about the good things in them. Swami said, criticism of others is a very great sin. Criticism of others is the disease. Criticism of others is a cancer. We must free ourselves from criticizing others. Do not criticize. Do not comment or make remarks about others at any time. This is something which we commonly violate. Swami has said that all are good. If we see the bad in others, it is because there is bad in us. I still remember a story told by one of our very senior. Once, I think the state president of a particular country had an interview with Swami, and was complaining to Swami about one of the office bearer, which he liked to seek Swami's approval to remove that office bearer. After hearing what this state president has said, Swami said, change him. That state president was right. Yes, Swami, we'll replace him as soon as possible. No, change him, Swami said. Yes, Swami, we will change him. No, change him. When Swami said change him a few times, then it dawned upon the person that what Swami meant is transform the person, not to remove him. Because, which means this person, this state president now must change himself in order to transform the person. Swami has said that as much as Goddess Lakshmi reside on our tongue, Lord Yama also reside there. And therefore, we must be very careful in our speech. Next, on the discipline of the mind. Swami said, never have ill feelings. Don't have anger. The mind must always be pure. Don't have anger, hatred, jealousy, lust. Keep the mind pure. But sometimes when we feel hurt because, people hurt us, what should we do? This is where we must remember the story of the sadhu and the scorpion with Swami told in the Chinakata. So in India, those days in the village, the villagers always keep bowls of water outside their house so that, for the birds and for, people passerby to drink water. So this passerby passed by this bowl of water, and he saw that a particular scorpion has fell from the tree trunk and dropped on the surface of the water, and was trying, to scoop up the scorpion. But he was being stung by the scorpion. He tried again the second time, he was being stung. But he never gave up. The third time, the fourth time. A passerby saw this and told the sadhu, "Sadhu, why are you helping the scorpion which has stung you so many times?" Why don't you leave it alone? The sadhu say, the nature of the scorpion is to sting people, but my nature is to forgive and to help ever. Brothers and sisters, in whatever provocative situation we may be, always remember, it's very easy for us to answer back. When we answer back, unknowingly, we cause violence through our tongue. Therefore, we have got to be very careful with our tongue. So therefore, how do we keep... Yesterday, the second speaker mentioned that the mind is the most difficult thing to control. How then do we control the mind? Swami has given the secret on how to control the mind. He said, talk less. Swami said, the tongue is very much related to the mind. If you can control your tongue, you can control the mind. So you can keep silence most of the time, talk less, we will be able to watch our thoughts better and control the mind. And Swami said, the food is also a very important factor in controlling the purity of the mind. As much, Swami said, on food, there are three purities that we must observe. Number one, the provision of the food. Is it obtained by fair means? Is it obtained by dharmic means? The vessels in which the food has been cooked. And the person who prepared the food and served the food. Swami has said, that the subtle vibrations of the mind of an evil cook can affect our mind. And this is where, talking about food, I think it is most appropriate that on this holy day of Buddha Purnima, on behalf of all of us here, and behalf of the millions of devotees around the world, I'd like to express our heartfelt thanks and gratitude to the staff who are working in the canteen to supply, who give us sanctified food every day. So this is where I understand why Swami does not want us to take food outside. Now of course, we must not forget to express our thanks to the volunteers, the staff working in this magnificent ashram, those in the accommodation department, those in the security and other departments who have helped to make our pilgrimage here an enjoyable and a fulfilling one. Brothers and sisters, ahimsa is very closely related to compassion. If we practice ahimsa, automatically compassion feeling arises in us. And if we practice compassion, automatically we will never want to hurt anyone with our thoughts, with our words, and with our deeds. Once, Swami was traveling in a car in a big city with a devotee. That devotee asked Swami, "Swami, why is there so much violence in the world today? What can we do about it?" Swami pointed to a particular slum area. Look at this slum area there. There are many poor people there. Many of them don't have jobs. Many of them don't have money. Many of them don't have food. No one cares about them. No one bothers about them. And therefore, in order to survive, some of them have to resort to crime. Brothers and sisters, selfless service is the outward manifestation of compassion. And this is where Swami wants us to seek out the needy, the poor, help them, help ever. We must understand that poverty anywhere is a threat to prosperity everywhere. As much as all of us seek happiness in our life, we must not deprive anyone of happiness in society. And Buddha has said that happiness is a perfume that we cannot drop on others without getting a few drops on ourselves. I still remember many years ago in the state of Orissa, a cyclone came. Many people were killed and many people's houses were destroyed. Swami asked, and the devotees then reported to Swami. Swami said, "Are there no rich people in Orissa?" The Sivada answered, yes, but Swami, they are not bothered. What Swami said is, build houses for these poor villages. And last but not least, I'd like to talk about the very serious and frightening violation or himsa of the law of nature. And this is where specifically I refer to the five panchaputas that, you know, God has given man. Space, air, earth, water and fire. The many natural disasters that we see today, earthquake, tornadoes, droughts, fire, heat wave, Swami said, these are all man-made. And particularly, I like to refer to the recent heat wave, the unprecedented heat wave that all of us felt and all of us experienced. In fact, before many of us came for Buddha Purnima, we were very worried about the heat wave in India. We were told that the temperature here has risen to as much as 47 degrees. And no one during the daytime dared to step out. But fortunately, with Swami's grace, 3 days before this celebration, there was a very heavy downpour, and today the weather is bearable for all of us. In fact, Swami has given his advice on global warming and what mankind should do. And I'd like to share with you that what Swami has said in one of the issues of Sanatana Sarathi with regards to global warming. Now, first of all of us know that Mother Earth is surrounded by a layer of atmosphere. And the topmost layer of the atmosphere is called the ozone layers. And it is this ozone layers that deflect the heat, much of the heat away from the sun. And this is what Swami has said. The scientists are trying to stop the breakup of the ozone layer, but they are unable to find a remedy. The actual cause of this situation is that more carbon dioxide is let into the atmosphere, which normally is absorbed by the plants and trees, which can assimilate this gas and supply oxygen by the natural process of photosynthesis. But because there is deforestation to such an alarming extent, the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has considerably increased. Therefore, the remedy for this situation is intensive afforestation, growing more trees without destroying them for other purposes. Thus, the relationship of man, nature and God is very intimate, which scientists may not be able to understand and realize. Swami has said that we must have intensive tree planting. And this is something which I think may be grossly neglected by many of us. This is where tree planting, brothers and sisters, is the most needed service for the hour. The trees are the lung to Mother Earth. And now Mother Earth is crying for help. So this is where it is important now that all, I like to humbly suggest the science centers throughout the world should now go full scale on tree planting. And we must not only plant the trees ourselves, we must use tree planting as an opportunity to raise the consciousness of the importance of selfless service. And this is where we must invite friends, we must invite relatives who are non-Sai devotees. We must go to school, colleges, universities, and encourage everyone to go on massive tree planting to create a huge wave of selfless service in the world. And with this, Swami has said the following. If a wave of selfless service sweeps over the land, catching everyone in its enthusiasm, it will be able to wipe out the moons of hatred, malice, and greed that infest the world today. If we can do this, then ahimsa will be the bedrock of society. And this will be the dawn of the golden age, which Swami has mentioned that it will come sooner than we expect. Finally, on this holy day of Buddha Purnima, let us pray to Bhagawan Baba to fill our heart with compassion. Let us pray to Bhagavan to let us live a life where love and ahimsa becomes our life breath. If all of us were to go back to our respective homes, if all devotees were to practice compassion and ahimsa, the golden age has arrived. With these words, I thank all of you for listening. Samasta Loga Sukhino Bhavantu. Jai Sai Ram.
Dearest Swami, yesterday the children and youth of the Satisai International Organization of Nepal had presented to you a beautiful garland of dances. Today they bring to our midst another beautiful garland comprising of four dances that will be presented to you. The four dances that will be presented starts off with a Tharu dance. Among the ethnic groups, the Tharu is the most indigenous community of Nepal, living in the middle Himalayan and southern plain. Rich in cultural heritage and colorful celebrations, they mostly use songs of Tharu language in their festivals. This dance is performed at the time of religious functions in the Tharu community. The dance presented is based on an instrumental music symbolizing the welcoming of guests to the house during festivals and household functions. The second dance is a very special one. It is called the Maha Manjushri dance. Manjushri is the embodiment of Buddha's wisdom. The word Manju means charming, beautiful, pleasing, and Shri means glorious and brilliant. The Bodhisattva is regarded as the crown prince of Buddhist teachings, or one who can best explain the Buddha's wisdom, that is able to extinguish afflictions and bring about enlightenment. Manjushri has this title because eons ago he was instructed for seven different Buddhas, the last being the Sakyamuni Buddha. Manjushri is often depicted with his right hand holding a double-edged flaming sword and his left hand holding a lotus flower on which rests the Prajnaparamita Sutra. He is often seen riding a lion. The Manjushri dance, also known as the Charya Nritya, is one of the traditional ritual dances. Since Manjushri is regarded as the oldest of the bodhisattvas, his worship confers the devotees with wisdom, retentive memory, and intelligence. In Nepal, he has a special place, for according to the Buddhist legends, it is Manjushri that came from China with his two wives to pay homage to the self-existent flame at a hilltop surrounded by a lake on all sides. Manjushri, the god of wisdom, drained the lake by cutting the ridges of the mountains with his flaming swords. Thus, he created what is known as the Kathmandu Valley and made it suitable for human settlement. The third dance is a dedication to Lord Shiva. It extols the mahimas of Lord Shiva and the places of pilgrimage in Nepal known for Shiva worship. It says, O Shiva, you who smoke the dhaturo, smear bhasma, holds a trishul, and supports the Ganga in your locks. O Lord, you are the treasure of kindness. You take away the sorrow of your devotees as your own. Let us go to have the darshan of Lord Pashupatinath, whose abode is at the bank of the river Bagmati. How beautiful the name Pashupatinath is. Let us have his darshan. Let us have his darshan at Harihar Temple at Devghat, chanting Om Namah Shivaya. May the darshan of the Lord grant us peace. The last dance is a very special dance. It is the dance of the national song of Nepal. The last dance is based on an old Nepali national song which prides the bravery of the Nepali people and the fact that Nepal has always been an independent and sovereign country from its beginning. Just like a firefly lights up the dead of the night, Nepalis spread the light in darkness. The blue sky may fall, the wind may stop, but a Nepali will neither stop nor surrender, but always move on with heads held high. The embodiment of peace, Gautama Buddha, was born in Nepal. It was the son of Nepal who had conquered Mount Everest, a symbol to represent the mighty, difficult, and dangerous Himalayan range. Swami, let us now welcome the youth and children of the Satya Sai International Organization of Nepal to present to you this garland of beautiful dances.
Thank you. jai jai Gananayaka, jai jai Vighna Vinashaka. Thank you.
Thank you. पुण्यलाम पवित्र नाम राम नाम साई राम
पुण्यलाम पवित्र नाम राम
सुब्रह्मण्यं सुब्रह्मण्यं षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यं 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 षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यं 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 साईनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यं 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 साईनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यं शिव 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 सुब्रह्मण्यं हर 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 सुब्रह्मण्यं शिव 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 सुब्रह्मण्यं हर 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 सुब्रह्मण्यं शिव शिव हर हर सुब्रह्मण्यं हर हर शिव शिव सुब्रह्मण्यं शिव शिव हर हर सुब्रह्मण्यं हर हर शिव शिव सुब्रह्मण्यं शिव शरवण भव सुब्रह्मण्यं गुरु शरवण भव सुब्रह्मण्यं शिव शरवण भव सुब्रह्मण्यं गुरु शरवण भव सुब्रह्मण्यं शिव शिव हर हर सुब्रह्मण्यं हर हर शिव शिव सुब्रह्मण्यं साई शिव शिव हर हर सुब्रह्मण्यं हर हर शिव शिव सुब्रह्मण्यं 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 षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यं 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 साईनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यं शिव 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 सुब्रह्मण्यं हर 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 सुब्रह्मण्यं शिव शिव हर हर सुब्रह्मण्यं हर हर शिव शिव सुब्रह्मण्यं शिव शरवण भव सुब्रह्मण्यं गुरु शरवण भव सुब्रह्मण्यं शिव शिव हर हर सुब्रह्मण्यं हर हर शिव शिव सुब्रह्मण्यं साई शिव शिव हर हर सुब्रह्मण्यं हर हर शिव शिव सुब्रह्मण्यं 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 षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यं
गोविंद कृष्ण जय हो। bala krishna gopala bala bala radha krishna jai
govinda krishna jai gopala krishna jai bala 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 krishna jai
krishna jai krishna jai krishna jai krishna 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 jai
Krishna Jai
Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai
Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai
Gopika Mala Hari Kari Thayi Meera Mana Vihari Palana Mohana Muradi Dari Krishna Jai
Gopika Mala Hari Kari Hari
హారి ప్యారి వాయి మీర మనవి గారి మరణ మోహన మురళి గారి కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ 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 జై Radha Krishna Jai Bala Krishna 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 Jai
Krishna Jai Rama Krishna Jai Radha Krishna Jai Bala Krishna 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 Jai
Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai
Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai Govinda Krishna Jai Gopala Krishna Bala Radha Krishna Jai
Gopika Mala Hari Kari Mayi Meera Mana Vihari Madana Mohana Murali Dhari Krishna Jai
Gopika Mala Hari Kari Mayi Meera Mana Vihari
Gopika Mala Hari Kari Mayi Meera Mana Vihari Madana Mohana Murali Dhari Krishna Jai
Gopika Mala Hari Kari Mayi Meera Mana Vihari
Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai
Om Jai Jagadish Hari Swami Satya Sai Hari Bhakta Jana Samrata Bhakti Maheshwara Om Jai Jagadish Hari Shashi Vadana Sridhara Sarva Pranapate Swami Sarva Pranapate Ashrita Kalpana Deeka Ashrita Kalpana Deeka Abhadmanava Om Jai Jagadish Hari Pita Guru Devam Mariyantayu Neeve Swami Mariyantayu Neeve Naja Brahma Jaganada Naja Brahma Jaganada Navendra Shayana Om Jai Jagadish Hari Omkar Rupa Ojasvi Sai Mahadeva Ate Sai మంగళ గిరిధారి ఓం జై జగదీశ హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ 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 ఓం నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జై సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ నారాయణ
Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Narayana Narayana Om Narayana Narayana Om Om Jai Sadguru Deva Shanti, Shanti, Samasta Loka, Sukhino Bhavantu, Samasta Loka, Sukhino Bhavantu, Samasta Loka, Sukhino Bhavantu Om Shanti 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 Jai Bolo Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki Jai